Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Crime sprees could hit booze licences. Norfolk nurses are not taking part in national strike action, and a former telephone exchange site may become retirement flats.
Spiking crime rates could force authorities to crack down on when and where bars, pubs and clubs can open in Norwich. The City Council's Licensing Committee heard from Chief Inspector for Community Safety at Norfolk Police, Ed Brown, that there had been a steady increase in incidents over the last 5 years. He added, "The vast majority of recorded crime is in the violent crime category. Alarmed councillors have unanimously asked for new data to be gathered to help them understand whether having licensed venues focused in a specific area is behind the increase in crime rates."
The well-loved board games cafe Slice and Dice has a new, bigger and better home. The plant-based board games cafe and bar has relocated to a larger St Benedict Street premises. Owner Samantha Whitehouse, age 32, said she had been blown away at the reception from customers and lots of new people discovering the cafe. The new shop has two floors, in which Miss Whitehouse was keen to keep the same feeling of the old premises with much of the same decor. With plenty more space since the £20,000 upgrade, Miss Whitehouse has lots of plans in the works for the next few months. The new premises can now host larger groups and more events. Plans for events include sessions teaching games, visits from local games makers, and a big New Year's party. An expansion of the bar will also mean more cocktails on the menu and Woodford's beer on tap.
Nurses from Norfolk's Health Trust, including the region's biggest hospital, will not be participating in strike action. The Royal College of Nursing, RCN, confirmed Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital will not be involved in the walkout. Up to 100,000 staff are taking part in the strikes on December the 15th and 20th across England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Members of the union will take action at half of its locations in England after the legal mandate for strikes was secured in November. The number of NHS employers affected by action is set to increase in January unless negotiations are held. This could include Norfolk nurses at that point. The move comes amid a dispute over pay after government officials declined a formal offer of negotiations rather than strike action. Pat Cullen, General Secretary and Chief Executive of the RCN, said, "Ministers have declined my offer of formal pay negotiations and instead chose strike action. It has left us with no choice but to announce where our members will be going on strike in December. Nursing is standing up for the profession and their patients. We've had enough of being taken for granted and being unable to provide the care patients deserve. Ministers still have the power and the means to stop this by opening negotiations that address our dispute."
A local retailer is donating £100,000 towards helping local people in the region stay warm and fed this winter. The East of England Co-op, which has food stores across the East of England, has diverted the money from its Christmas marketing budget. It is working with Suffolk, Norfolk and Essex community foundations to ensure that the money goes to those in need. Of the £100,000, £70,000 will be split across warm hubs in the region and £30,000 will be donated to 25 local food banks. Warm hubs have been set up across the East of England and are designed to provide a warm space, food and drink to people in need. The food bank donations will be given to struggling families in the form of vouchers, which can be used to pay for items such as food, electricity and gas top-ups from the local East of England Co-op.
Plans for more than 50 new riverside homes on what was once a crucial site for Norwich's telephone system have been lodged. Proposals for the homes in Westwick Street next to the River Wensum have been submitted to Norwich City Council by developers McCarthy Stone. The developers, also behind the retirement flats built off Bluebell Road in Eton, are seeking permission for a mix of 51 one- and two-bedroom apartments. They say the retirement living complex would be set within landscaped outdoor gardens with 32 on-site car parking spaces. The developers carried out a public consultation on the initial proposals in the autumn and said 88% of those who had got involved expressed support for the plans. The site was previously home to the BT Telephone Exchange, which was demolished in 2020 when previous, now scrapped, plans to build 42 homes there were agreed. That 1950s built building had played a vital role in keeping people in Norwich connected. All telephone traffic used to be carried over copper conductors in telephone cables. But because copper wire is resistant to electrical signals, the power of the signals diminished over distance. To help make long-distance calls, audible amplification was needed, which is what happened at the Westwick Street telephone repeater station. But the development of modern optic cables rendered such stations redundant. A decision on whether to grant planning permission will be made in due course. However, there could be a delay, as Norwich City Council has been blocked from approving housing schemes since March. That is due to a directive from Natural England, amid concerns about nutrients harming species in waterways, including the River Wensum. Developers are having to prove their schemes would not increase phosphates in the catchment areas of rivers and broads, and to provide mitigation to prevent that from happening. That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for part two.